Well, to say that this has been an unusual school year would be an understatement. Provinces schools, though, will be reopening for teachers only next week to wrap up what has been a very, very strange year. Education Minister Brian Ward says teachers are going to be allowed back in schools on June 1st to prepare final report cards and start planning for the next school year, supposing the schools are open. The Minister of Education is on the line with us this morning. Good morning, sir.
And good morning, Fred.
The decision to send teachers back in next week, what brought you to that decision?
Well, you know, we wanted to have teachers back. We've had discussions with public health officials and both the districts, Fred and LTA. We've been consulting with them as well, and just wanted to get teachers back to conclude the continuity of learning plans with students for this particular year as well, to prepare final report cards and also to participate in planning for preparation for our next school year.
Part of what we said in our report just in our newscast a couple of minutes ago is that it's going to allow teachers to take part in critical professional learning opportunities in areas of technology and virtual learning. Is this perhaps setting the stage for something that might happen if there's a second wave and schools have to close again?
That's exactly what it is, Fred. I mean, we understand. I mean, teachers have been doing a fabulous job with virtual learning, and but you know, it's not lost on us that you know, both students and teachers are certainly this is new for them, as it is for all of us, and you know, we want to make sure that teachers are best prepared. You know, if that's the case in September, where we have to have even a combination of virtual learning and in-class instruction. We want to make sure that the education system is prepared for, you know, every potential learning experience, depending on the situation with COVID at that particular point in time.
And that would include not having to open or not being able to open the schools.
That's correct. I mean, Fred, as you know, we've been taking our direction from public health and, like I said, in consultation with the measures that have been put in place, and we want to make sure that, you know, every opportunity is there. I mean, I've said it so many times, our plan is to have students back in school. I mean, we understand that, you know, the face-to-face concept of teaching is where we want to be, but we want to make sure that we're ready as well in case that can't happen.
Those students have lost almost a third of the school year. How detrimental has it been for them in their learning process?
Well, you know, I again, face-to-face is it's worse too. I mean, you know, teachers are creative, Fred. I mean, they have skill sets to be able to, you know, see this and obviously to be able to deal with it. And you know, I think a lot of students, there's been a lot of good learning at home, and we certainly ask students to you know, to continue with the learning as much as they can throughout. And you know, we realize that there may be some opportunities come September for bridging some gaps. And again, we'll depend on the professionals at that time to ensure that that happens.
There has been a fair bit of criticism, though, of the fact that some students have had virtually none, no interaction with teachers, or, you know, only a limited amount over the last couple of months. And some are questioning why it took so long to sort of get to a point where there was a realization you needed to have more interaction with the children. I mean, just telling parents to teach somebody, you know, grade 8 or grade 9 math, not everybody has the ability to do that.
Well, you're right, and I mean, you know, but again, in saying that, a lot of work, you know, occurred in a relatively short period of time to deal with this extraordinary situation that we found ourselves in. I mean, you know, we had students who were without resources. We had students students and teachers without resources. And without, you know, connectivity, and certainly the district, you know, gathered this, they identified certainly a need for 4,000 devices and certainly gathered up those devices and got them distributed. And these were devices like Chromebooks, laptops, iPads, and that kind of stuff. And then, Fred, with connectivity issues, I mean, you know, we've been working with you know, the providers, Eastlink, Bell, ExploreNet, Great Northern Wireless, and certainly, you know, through the federal government, we understand that there's there's some monies in the Universal Broadband Fund, and we're hoping that we should be able to take advantage of those funds and make sure that we get communities who are not presently connected. We want to make sure that our students are given every opportunity to continue to learn virtually if that's where it needs to be.
Part of what the teachers are going to be doing next week is obviously preparing report cards. Does everybody get a pass this year, even students who were not doing well up until the point of the closure in March?
Well, we said that, given this situation, no student would be treated unfairly, I mean, with regards to the marks. And, final marks will be issued, I guess, the week of June the 22nd, and transcripts will be issued by the Department of Education and Early Childhood Development the week of July 6th. So, no student would be disadvantaged, Fred, and, we understand that these were circumstances certainly beyond our control, and we want to make sure that we give students every opportunity.
So does that mean everybody goes through?
Yes.